Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Kurt David. He's a former professional athlete, highly regarded author, TV personality, business owner, counselor, and consultant to world-class athletes. Both his highly acclaimed book, From Glory Days, and TV show of the same name chronicle the lives of Hall of Fame, All-Star, and World Champion former professional athletes. And today, we're talking all about how Kurt David helps everyone successfully face change. So, welcome, Kurt. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Stacey. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
It's a pleasure for us to have you. Now, let's just dig right in. You've got an acronym for the rules for successfully facing change. What is that?
Yeah. Through my research, as a result of sitting down with world-class, all-star, Hall of Fame, world champion athletes, and also speaking with corporations, CEOs, companies that are going through change, I realized that there were some commonalities of success. In other words, we all face change and transition at some points in our life. No more change than the high caliber athletes that go from being a professional athlete to all of a sudden no longer being a professional athlete. I mean, we get into many stats with that. But there's all sorts of people that experience change. And as a result, as I did research and studied this, I realized there were some commonalities of success. In other words, things that people and organizations could do to face that change. And you mentioned the acronym RULES, which is exactly what I created. I found those five ideal success patterns and created an acronym. And I thought, boy, let's make it simple. RULES, R-U-L-E-S. There's rules of life. There's rules in sports. And so that helps me remember what each of those five commonalities of success are.
And what are they?
Well, let's start with the R. R stands for refocus. What I found is that people and organizations that refocused during change and transition had a better chance of success. In other words, the best way to refocus is to look at your current goals, evaluate those goals, set new goals, and by doing so, we create a new passion and purpose in our lives, something that's very important. So the refocusing is very important. In other words, look at your current goals, reevaluate those, set new goals, and that begins that refocus process and change. The next letter is the letter U. And that U stands for using network. What I found, Stacey, is that people and organizations that had successful change use the network of people around them. As an example, professional athletes have a vast network of people around them. In other words, over the years, they develop people that sometimes don't even know they have their network is so vast. And by tapping into that network and looking at what their refocused goals were, they can find out, boy, you know, what is this that I want to accomplish? Oh, boy, I know somebody that's doing that or somebody can help me with that. I always want to qualify, though, when I talk about using network, that I'm certainly not talking about using and abusing people. I certainly don't want to condone that because, you know, I believe it's all about relationships and we have people in our networks. But it's so important to understand that it's part of it is creating win-win relationships. So when we use that network, it's important that we understand that we look for creating a win-win relationship in that network. And mm-hmm. So, you know, and as an example, a former NHL player, five-time NHL All-Star, before he got done playing professional hockey, he started looking at doing different things in the finance world. And so he went through and he started getting his new license and things like that even before he was done playing. So he kind of started his refocusing before he was done playing. But as soon as he got done playing, he tapped into his vast network of people around him to help build his business right away, which helped his success immediately as part of that change that he experienced.
Okay. And how about the L, the E, and the S?
Yes. The L, no doubt, is the most challenging part of transition. At least it is for high caliber athletes. Often it is as well for individuals and organizations, and that's letting go. Letting go is one of the most important things we can do in order to move through transition and change. And bar none, it's the most difficult for athletes because part of it is that we're ingrained with the thought that, you know, we don't give up, we don't let go, we're tenacious. And unfortunately, that's what we have to do in order to have successful change. Same thing with companies. As an example, I sat down with a Ford executive many months ago about their change and transition. I said, how did you do this? How did you survive the last 5 to 6 years at Ford Motor Company? And what he had said is that there was something that they were hanging on to for many years. And all of us might have seen it in commercials that they did. It was called Quality is Job One. We saw that everywhere in their marketing. We saw it in all their promotions. Quality is Job One. That's what Ford was putting out there. Well, then they realized that, oh boy, we weren't living that. We weren't putting quality out there. And once they came to that realization and let that go in the last 5, 6 years and started putting a quality product out there, the rest is history. I mean, they're creating billion-dollar profits now every year. And so they let go of things. So it's not just letting go of fame, such as athletes do, but it's also letting go of past practices. And it might be successes we have to let go of in order to have more successes as well. But that's what the L stands for. And bar none, letting go can be the most difficult aspect of change. The E in the acronym RULES for successful change stands for execute. And what that means is that we have to continue to execute over and over again to have success. The Roman generals, when they came home from war back in the days of the Roman Empire, as they were parading through the streets with their chariots, and this is in history, you can look it up, they had somebody on their chariot chirping in their ear the whole time as they're getting all these accolades through the streets of Rome about their victory. Somebody was chirping in their ear saying, all glory is fleeting. All glory is fleeting. In other words, we have to keep doing it over and over again. We have to keep creating and recreating our success over and over again. And that's where executing comes in. I have to continue to refocus. I have to continue to use my network. I have to continue to let go. And it's when you do those things, that leads to the success that we handle when we're experiencing change. The S and final letter of my acronyms stands for someone. And what that means is that a mentor, someone that can help you, that's been through this, that can help you lead through that, again, through that experience. As an example, a former NBA player that was a national championship in college, and he went on to play in the NBA for quite a few years, he really enjoyed it broadcasting. He kind of liked being on TV. He's like, wow, this is pretty cool. Well, partway through his NBA career, he started spending some time in a TV studio, just hanging out with certain people that did things in TV so he could learn. He attached particularly to one guy, and that guy kind of mentored him and just kind of said, hey, this is what you need to learn about broadcasting. And as a result, this former NBA player is now in his 25th season of TV broadcasting and having great success. And so those are the rules. I mean, it's a crib note version, of course. I mean, I spend 3-4 hours sometimes with companies talking about this, going more into detail about what the rules mean for successful change. But refocus, using network, letting go, executing in someone. Those are the basics of having success when experiencing change.
Well, Kurt, I think you've wrapped that up very nicely in giving us a lot of great information, a lot of things to chew on when looking to successfully create and face change, and of course have lasting, sustainable change as well. So I just want to remind our listeners that you can learn much more about Kurt David, his book From Glory Days, also other acronyms that he uses as well, including ATTITUDE. You can do that on his website, which is KurtDavid.com. Of course, you can learn more about his television show and services as well. So, Kurt, I want to thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
No, it's my pleasure, Stacy. Thank you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.